So today, what we're going to be talking about is getting back into the groove, being excited, and knowing that there are no limits. Let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2.
Buddy, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're crushing your goals. I hope you're attacking it. I hope that you are doing great. I have a special guest in studio. Her name is Maya. She is my 2-year-old daughter. She wants to talk to you and tell you everything that you want to hear. All right, Maya. So what are you up to nowadays?
Because my boo is so spitball, and then it was so hard.
She said her boo-boo was so hard, and she fell. How'd you fall?
Like a big fall.
It was a big fall?
Mm-hmm. It was a big one, huh?
As she's eating her oranges. She's having some oranges. So you had a big fall. What is your most exciting thing that you do on a daily basis?
Like Bastia tell me, like, it was Easter Day, and then she will get some lollipops.
So Easter is right around the corner, right? What's your favorite part of Easter?
Easter is...
You have an origin. You eat that origin, and I'm going to talk to the people real quick, okay? And then think about that. So I have Maya on the show today because I wanted her to get some. She's sitting next to me. She loves the mic. She loves the tunes. She wants to get started. And so I was thinking about this today as far as getting into the groove of things, getting back at it, knowing that 2024 is not over. It's only beginning. We're about to hit April. We're about to have Easter. It hit April. I had a great story today to tell you. It's about, I had a new guy come to one of my group training classes. Yes.
I will talk, and then when Easter Day was burning, it was not Easter.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to that. Okay. You keep that thought. We're going to come back to it. So when I talk about fitness, I think fitness is a longevity thing. It's forever. It'll happen no matter what. It has to be something that you continue your entire lifetime. So I had a guy that's about 67 years old that's been training with us for a long, long time. And he just rocks. Then I had this other guy, brand new, that came in. He's about 67 as well. You could tell the difference in a guy that's been working out for 8 to 10 to 20, however many years he's been working out. But with us, I think it's 8 years. And you can just see, even from the get-go, you could just tell from the warm-up to the activity, there was a beginning and there was end. And we kept telling him, don't compare yourself to him. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. You just got to keep at it.
I eat all my oranges, and then Grace time to eat her food.
So Grace is time to eat her food. Okay, keep that thought. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. So you could just tell the difference in a guy that just starting versus a guy that's been doing 8 years with us. There's a total difference, but there's always a beginning and there's always a journey, because I think a lot of people don't take that seriously with fitness. There is always a journey within your fitness. I think that's a huge, huge deal. So what do you think, Maya? Well, I'm coming back to Maya. What do you think about swinging a kettlebell?
Like it hurts my swing, and it did have grass on it, and that was doing way of that building with the kettlebells, and they start to eat her food. She is so great, and she ate all of her food.
She ate all her food. Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to ask you another question in a minute. So when you're going through anything that you're attacking, you just have to do it. So some rule that I love to apply is you got to do something at least twice a week. You got to do something twice a week, one strength workout, one conditioning workout. And that's what I told him. I said, you got to get after it, strength and conditioning. If you do that, you're going to want to add more days in. But for right now, that's what you want to stick with, strength and conditioning. One day of strength, one day of conditioning. So today was conditioning. He's going to do another strength workout. When I mean strength, I mean you're going to be doing some bench press. You're going to be doing some deadlifts. You're going to be doing squats. You're going to be doing things that are going to make you stronger. 6 to 10 reps. That's the rep range. You want to pick 6 exercises. I can't tell them for you, but you're going to have to pick those. Then with your conditioning workout, you need to figure out, like, we're going to go after it. We're going to do something really hard for 30 seconds, and we're going to take a 30-second break. We're going to go do something really hard for 30 seconds, like swing a kettlebell, do some burpees, do a row. He did burpees, by the way, today, which were awesome. So if you're out there complaining about burpees and you're over 60 years old, you can do them. All right, Maya, so tell me, what is your favorite exercise to do?
I like swings, press, and push-ups.
You like push-ups? Tell me why you like push-ups so much.
Because it would hurt my tummy so bad, and it do so good, and it goes on my screen, and then I cry.
You scream and cry? No, you don't. You're being silly. So tell people how important is doing push-ups, swinging the kettlebell. How important is it to people?
Because it's so good, and it makes me sweaty.
I'm telling you, this is exactly why we swing kettlebells, right? This is exactly why we do push-ups, is because they feel so good and they make you sweaty. They make you sweaty, right? Yeah. So what? How many push-ups can you do in a row?
Like a big push-up, like when you do so much, and it like Derek football is so hard, like it makes you tired.
So you're talking about Derek, your brother, his football? It makes you hard. Can he do as many push-ups as you?
Yeah, because it's so cool. And it was, like, so cool. And when I go to church, and then I not crying, Mom said I want to go and bless.
If you could pick 3 exercises, Maya, that you do with Mommy, can you remember all the names of the 3 exercises?
Like push-ups and squat presses and like big push-ups.
Okay, so you said push-ups, squat presses, and push-ups, right? You love push-ups. I can tell you love push-ups. Do you ever do planks, sit-ups?
Yeah, I like big push-ups.
Big push-ups? Okay. So let me talk to the people real quick about something, okay? And then you can chime in and you give them your expertise. So being consistent, you know what consistent means? You do? Mm-hmm. Like staying on top of things, being consistent. You just said it. You like to sweat. You like to work hard. You like to push yourself. So people need to push themselves, right? If they want to get better, if they want to get stronger. Is that correct? What do you think? Do you think you got to push yourself to get stronger?
Yeah.
What do you mean by pushing yourself?
Like you do it like hard. I got hard.
Well, I got to hold it for you because you'll push a button, okay? Yeah, keep in mind she's only 2 years old and she already knows what she wants to do and wants to achieve. If I could put her heart in all of everybody, man, it would be crazy, right? You'd be so strong. They'd be so strong. So what's one piece of advice that you could give the listeners? What could you tell them to motivate them?
I'm so bigger and then I'm smaller and then I was smaller yesterday when I bigger and bigger. Like I am so great about you guys and I'm so great of you and I'm so great of you and then I'm special. And it's going down of my heart and always keep safe and always make it.
That's awesome, Maya. Always make it. Keep cool and always make it. That's true. I think a lot of times people take this fitness thing so seriously. They don't realize that it's part of your life and it's got to be sweaty and you got to take your time and have fun in it, right? Yeah. Right? Do you have fun working out?
Like with Mommy, we work so hard.
You and Mommy work so hard? Mm-hmm. So what kind of workouts do you and Mommy do?
Like push-ups and on the TV, the big TV.
You do push-ups and you watch the big TV? Yeah, you do some workouts on the big TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're saying to be consistent, have fun, be energized, play, do all those things. And that's what we did today in our workout. So the 67-year-old guy, we had two of them in the workout. We had some other ages, but usually over 40. And you can just tell they like to have fun. They like to enjoy it. And there's no song. What song would you want to listen to?
The Bear song.
What song?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
You like the Baylor Bears, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah. What do you like most about the Baylor Bears?
Fight and play.
They fight and play?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do fight and play. The little baby Baylor Bears. They're so cute.
Yeah. Like the big swings like this.
Oh, yes. So tell me, Maya, what is another piece of advice that you could give the listeners when it comes to staying fit, to staying strong, to being strong?
Kids are strong, kids are strong, they're bigger and bigger.
Your cousins, McKenna and Kelsey, are stronger and bigger and bigger.
Like, bigger.
They're like bigger. Okay. Well, I love that. Okay. I want you to listen to this, all right? Okay, I want you to listen to this. If you're wanting to lose weight, as we all get older, we stop moving. You like to play, right? So you can eat whatever you want.
I like broccoli and peanuts and jelly.
You like broccoli and peanut butter and jelly, huh?
Yeah.
So what if people ate peanut butter and jelly and broccoli all the time? Do you think they would be skinny or they would be a little bit pudgy?
No pudgy and bigger.
They'd be pudgy and bigger if that's all they ate?
Mm-hmm.
Really? You're not pudgy. No, you're great.
Yeah, Derek said cuss words.
You said Derek says cuss words? Her brother. He does. He says cuss words.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to repeat those cuss words, right? That's they're not very nice.
Bad words, too.
He says bad words, too. You're funny. You're getting off topic. Okay, we got to get back on topic. So if you're wanting to lose weight, we've got to make sure we're eating enough protein, we're getting your carbs in, getting your fats in, and just watching what you're eating. That's a big deal, right? Don't you think that people need salads? You like eating salads?
Yeah, like bigger. Bigger.
You want bigger and bigger salads, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring Maya on today just to let you know that we don't take this fitness thing so seriously. Have fun in it. Have fun. Get people involved. And with our larger group training, we like to get people involved in making sure that everybody is doing something together and sweating together and not doing it alone. I think that's the big thing, is not doing something alone and doing it together. Right, Maya? Don't you have way more fun playing with your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is it. We got to say one last thing because I know people got to get back to work. They get back to doing things, enjoying stuff, and just creating happy times. Let's think about this. What is your most favorite thing to do in the entire world?
Waves bigger.
No, that's not doing something. Tell me, what do you like to do? What's the most fun you've ever had?
I play at the playground. Me and Derek are.
You and Derek play at the playground. That's the most fun in the world.
It's bigger and bigger, 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 bigger.
You're bigger and bigger. Okay, bigger and bigger. Okay, so that's what we got today for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I mean, you know what, Maya? I hope you enjoyed this sick beat.
What? Yeah.
Say bye to everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
See you later.